With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. State officials are warning livestock producers after a confirmed case of New World screwworm was found about 215 miles from the Texas border in Mexico. The parasitic pest, which can cause serious livestock injury and economic loss, was detected in a 7-year-old bovine, that according to the Texas Department of Agriculture. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller said there's no evidence the pest has established a breeding population, but producers along the border should inspect animals daily for open wounds and report suspicious cases immediately. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is collaborating with Mexican animal health officials in monitoring and response efforts, Miller added. While the screwworm hasn't yet been detected in the U.S., rapid reporting and early intervention remain critical to preventing spread, officials said. Livestock owners are encouraged to review biosecurity protocols and contact vets if they have any concerns. Ag policy analysts say 2026 could mark the end of the traditional 5-year U.S. Farm Bill era as lawmakers struggled to produce comprehensive legislation. The most recent Farm Bill provisions expired in 2023, and Congress has extended them annually since, leaving perennial programs in limbo. Experts say shifting political priorities and partisan divides have complicated efforts to craft a broad farm policy package that addresses commodity supports, conservation, nutrition, and rural development. Without a full farm bill, many programs are funded through short-term fixes, delaying long-term planning for producers. Agriculture advocates warn that prolonged uncertainty could impact crop insurance, disaster assistance, and trade programs. Some lawmakers are calling for scaled-down legislation focusing on critical elements, while stakeholders stress the need for stability in all federal agricultural policy. World food prices fell for the fourth consecutive month in December, but overall 2025 food costs remained higher than the previous year. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported that last week. The FAO's Food Price Index, which tracks a basket of key food commodities, dropped to its lowest point since January of 2025, reflecting easing cost pressures for staples as markets adjusted. Dairy prices led the December decline with a 4.4% drop, driven by increased cream availability in Europe, while meat and cereal prices also pulled back slightly from earlier highs. Despite the recent declines, prices for many categories remained elevated for the full year. Dairy up more than 13%, meat up about 5% compared to 2024. Vegetable oil prices stayed at multi-year highs amid tight supplies, and cereal prices rose modestly on concerns over Black Sea export constraints. The FAO said ongoing geopolitical instability and strong global demand continued to influence the markets. The Agriculture Council of America announced that March 24th will be National Agriculture Day with the theme of Together We Grow. Ag Day 2026 also celebrates 250 years of progress in agriculture. Activities planned for March 24th include in-person events in Washington, D.C. A core leadership team of college students will participate in the D.C. events, along with representatives of national farm and commodity organizations and the food, fuel, and fiber communities. Students are interested in advocating on behalf of agriculture and their future roles in that industry, said Jenny Pickett, the ACA president. Their participation in National Ag Day activities provides a glimpse of the future of agriculture. More and more students are finding careers in agriculture, including scientists, biologists, food safety technicians, livestock nutrition specialists, and many other careers, Pickett added. A student doesn't have to be a farmer to have a direct on-the-farm job to be involved in agriculture. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.